I'm the one thought they knew that. If you're talking real rap, then you know I still do that. Take the city over, you can't even have it back. Every time I go, all these bitches want the old things back. But I'm too sorry, I blew up in a hurry. I'm eating good broccoli, rice with a curry. You don't know the old me, you wouldn't understand that. Flights from LA to New York, like I planned it. I love it down in Venice, cause I like it with a sand at.
Catch me in Dykeman, you can find me where my man's at. Grew up by myself, I was asking where my fam at. Called up from the bottom, I don't think you understand that. Didn't happen accidentally, nigga, no, I planned that. Everything I do, man, I do this shit for me. Stop working for my niggas, cause they ain't work for me. They always talking down, but ain't helping what you need. Every verse cost a rag, I will never work for free.
New flex, new checks, how you feel, Bad bitch, and she gon' never be,
Shout out to Manny Wave and LXD right there, man. Peace, YouTube. Welcome back, welcome back. Y'all already know what time it is, man. That was Manny Wave and LXD with 90s Kid. Bobby. You know what that's about.
I'm an 80s baby, though.
Yeah.
I'm a 90s kid, but I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But what's good, cool?
Same shit, new day, man. I can't complain. Life is good. Life is beautiful. Sun is shining. The pollen is flying. You know? I can't complain, man.
That's a fact, man. Before we start, I just want to give a shout out to Spliff and Choon Choon. You know what I'm saying? Spliff might Spliffy. Pop out. You know what I mean? The mic is right here. Spliff might pop out. You know what I mean? He running a little late. You know what I'm saying? But what's good, Cole? We back at it. Peace, YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, and all that. You know what I'm saying? I believe this is episode 285 of the Don Core and D-Week and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Hey, Don Core, baby. Y'all already know.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. And we back at it, man. How you feeling, my guy?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great, man. I can't complain about life and being able to breathe another day. You know? So I'm good, man.
Yeah, that's a fact, man.
Rings over money. Like my son Patty Mahomes say, rings over money.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man. I just got another ring, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to LXD and Envious, man. Y'all shut down the building on May 20th, 5 days ago to be exact. You know what I'm saying? So before I get into the recap real quick, I just want to say thank you to everybody that popped out. Facts. Thank you to everybody that performed. Thank you to everybody that vended. And thank you to everybody that supported the event. That's a fact. I haven't said that since the event because I've been recuperating mentally. Physically.
You've been in a back
spiritually.
Cave. Back cave with your shades.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, bro. I just been chilling. I barely been in Brooklyn, to be honest. So
Okay.
And now we back at it. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. That's a fact. Y'all making the dream come true. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I just wanted to kick it off real quick. I just wanted to give a quick recap of the show.
I couldn't make it, but it was for great reasons, you know, bringing my son into the world. So, I was good. I was happy to see. Yeah, I was happy to see the clips and the show out.
I can't wait
to see you. Edit it up the way you do.
Yeah, I just make sure you guys go check it out. I just put it up today. Today, this morning, as we recorded, it's up now. I put the first performances, Lil Mo,
hey,
Chris
boy.
Welsh, Harlan, Weppa, and Manny Wave. B Fortune couldn't make it, but shout out to the queen, B Fortune, you know what I'm saying? She was double booked that day, and she couldn't make the beeline, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Chris Welsh performance more than made up for that because he had the team with him. Shout out to the Mixy Gods, King Popoff.
Appreciate it.
Ray Clouds.
I love that song.
And Ari the Great. Which one? King Popoff? Lifters? Move the shifters. Lifters. That shit?
Yeah, that shit
is hard. He got a little challenge going on right now. I told him after they perform, they be people play that song and they do workouts on the train and shit like that. Pull-ups and shit. He be doing it with Chris Welsh and shit and Ray Cloud. Dope. Ray Cloud is the tall one with the locks. his energy is crazy, bro. And he just started rapping not too long ago, but like, I guess wherever he was at before he started rapping, it translates to rapping.
It,
like,
translated he could, into that.
Yeah, he could story tell and all that extra shit. So dope. He fired too, bro. But Lil Mo was the MVP for the night, you know what I'm saying? For
he
part two.
To it.
Yeah, that's that boy right there, man. He came out, he was ready, promoted his merch and everything like that. So shout out to Lil Mo. Yeah. Like I said, Chris Welch was the second performer. The surprise of the night was Harlan. I ain't listened to nobody's music before it came on, you know what I'm saying? But Harlan was more like a rap, rock and roll type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that shit was hard. That shit was fire. Wep, I was fire too. I ain't gonna lie. He kind of caught me off guard too. He remind me of Blue Dollars.
Okay.
But a Spanish version. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a dope comparison.
Yeah, they real lyrical, but they got that soul to their shit. So shout out to Wep. And then Manny Wave, he did what he did. He performed one of his TikTok songs, and he was just trying to tell the crowd like, yo, that's where music is going right now. So if you don't even at least got one song like this, you should try to get into it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Manny Wave, man. That's that guy right there. Yeah. And the main event was stupid, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was straight heat, man. From the coin flip. Nigga, LXD picked heads, paws. It landed on that. He was like, nah, let that nigga go first. Envious started laughing. You know what I'm saying? Envious is a funny nigga. He's a funny nigga, bro. Envious came up there. He wilded out. LXD wilded out. Round four, I shut the lights off. All the fucking, you know what I mean? The other disco, colorful lights and shit came on. Out. Yeah, niggas got crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was fun. It was It was way more smoked out than the first one, Cole.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy hot in there, bro. Like, niggas was like, yo, bro, we dying in here, bro. Like, and then the chef, nor my, liquor vendor had bottles of water.
Hey.
I was like, damn. But shout out to Box of Soul, shout out to Color Be Tasty,
water,
and shout out to Bills.
BYOW,
word, right? Bring your own water, right?
No window.
But I met a lot of people there that work either with LXD or with Envious that see what I'm doing, that see what we doing, see what I'm doing, and they like, yo, I would like to contribute in some type of way.
Right.
And they got their hands in shit that I've been looking to get my hands into. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
networking is key, like
yeah,
you would say.
So it's starting to progress.
Well.
That's a fact, man. So shout out to them. As we record, it's my mom's B-Day. So shout out to moms.
Out
you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to moms. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You out here doing squats now and the exercises. The exercises. She had knee surgery. I ain't say that the whole time that she did it on the podcast, so I'm saying it now. You know what I'm saying? She had knee surgery, but the recovery is crazy. You
like
know what I mean?
A year ago now, right? Almost.
Close, probably like 9 months, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
It's a baby.
Baby.
That's a baby. Yeah. So shout out to her, man. I think this is like 56 or 57, if I'm not mistaken. She's in her mid-60s, you know what I mean? Not to put her out like that, you know what I'm saying?
She's not in
her 60s. 50s.
She's her
50s. Yeah, 56 or 57, do something like that. Close to that, you know what I mean?
She gotta be.
But you know, age is beauty.
She's, I think, 20-something years older than me. Not even.
Nah, she's only like 16 years older than me. Yeah, so she's so like 14, she's 15 years older than you.
Right.
But, I think she was born like a year before Hove, if I'm not mistaken. Or the year after Hove.
After.
Some shit like that. But shout out to my moms and mama love, you know what I'm saying? Always holding it down. Words don't express what she do for everybody type shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to her, man. But yeah, Face Off the Movie Part 2, man. Make sure you guys stay in tune. We're going to have the main event popping up on YouTube soon, by the end of this week, something like that. But part three, I'm already thinking about part three. Let's see if we could get that in the time frame that I've been doing my shit. You know what I mean? Because a couple unforeseen situations happen behind the scenes.
Situation,
you know what I'm saying? Real life shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I keep y'all updated. The boy lost his 9-to-5. You know what I mean? So.
It's like the third time you said that on him.
That's a fact,
but
bro.
It's cool.
The 6 years that we've been rolling, right? This is like the third time I done told y'all niggas I lost the job. So y'all know the type of nigga I am. I don't take shit from niggas.
Fuck, I look like your slave.
Word, bro. I gotta calm that. But y'all also seen growth in me, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? I know Core has on my day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I try not to let the devil creep. You know what I mean? But
he be there, though.
He be there. So other than that, bro, everything is straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to keep this band in tune right now. And starting June, just make sure y'all stay in contact, because it's about to be content king time. Y'all know. That's my moniker.
Excuse me if I look a little tired. I'm baby kicking my ass.
Nigga told y'all, man, they got a baby, but I told that nigga.
Don't stop, no show.
When I hit you, bro, we got to record real quick.
Yeah, it's over.
The baby could chill. The baby could even be right there. Y'all don't know if the baby right there or not.
Don't
know,
you know what I'm saying?
So, we saying, man. Where you want to start off at, Cole? You want to start off on some sad news? You want to start off on some funny shit?
Let's get the sad news out the way first. The celebratory sad news.
In the sports world, first off, in the WWE, superstar Billy Graham died. He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legend right there.
He was born in like the 30s.
He like the 60s.
He was born.
He was born in the 30s. He like the 60s, 70s of wrestling. Uh-huh. He's like the first version of like Ric Flair. And Hulk Hogan and shit like that, the real out there, you know what I mean? Flashy.
Yeah, that's a piece of sand, but I'll be on the line of shit like that. Well, I don't know what type of.
Yeah, he was like that type. He was like the first Hulk Hogan.
Rick Flair. I ain't talking about wrestling shit. I don't know who he was outside.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't know if he was, you know.
Yeah.
Certain shit. People.
He's like 9 times out of 10 at that. I'm just
that nigga
saying.
Might have been the wild races, right? Who knows? I don't know, man. He might have did some other shit. But
yeah.
I'm going to keep it at wrestling.
Hulk Hogan was out there. So if he could do it, anybody can.
From there, we going to say rest in peace to a real legend. You know what I'm saying? True legend in the game. You know what I mean? Two games. Rest in peace to Jim Brown, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's crazy because I was just watching the Bill Russell doc.
Okay.
And it was like, I guess it was like recent, like talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Brown was in that stage of his life where he had his, and he was shaking and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, bro, this my guy right here. And then I wake up this morning and that shit hit. I'm like, damn. Jimmy.
Rest in peace to Jim Brown, man. He was just always one of those figures that was always seen, you know what I'm saying, and known from when I was young. So
one of those timeless figures that even we probably seen some footage if ESPN was like, yo, look at what he did.
Nah, you can see footage of Jim Brown.
Yeah, yeah, but like not like us on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? So
the footage,
but to know his name. We knew who the hell Jim Brown was. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the backwards with the NFL. It's like backwards, right? You say, look at Wilt numbers, right? And people be like, he was playing against painters and plumbers, which is kind of true. But it's not like that for football. Like, even if it was,
you was
a plumber
playing against
out there, you better keep your head on the swivel. You see what I'm saying?
You was playing against killers in the NFL in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get clothesline, okay? So, they look at like Jim Brown, Walter Payton, but I'm just stick to Jim Brown. You see they highlights and how they ran, O.J. Simpson too. See how they ran through those defense straight up and downhill. It was just like, are they speeding up the footage? And it's like, nah, that's what the, no.
Nah,
that's how they ran like superhumans. So, you know, his footage was always seen. And I love football. So they will always talk about Jim Brown and show Jim Brown highlights.
36 to 23. What that made him? 80?
Huh?
He was born in 1936.
Who?
Jim Brown.
He was 80.
2023.
82?
That's like 82. Yeah.
Yeah. Lived a lifetime.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
Lived a lifetime.
He held the only championship for Cleveland sports for a while, till Braun got chipped for the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. He played for the Browns. He led the NFL in rushing, right, for a long time.
Yeah. He was that guy.
You know what I mean? He was, it wasn't him, right, that played lacrosse?
No, that's the other dude you're talking about.
I put my son in the blender real quick. My phone call. He said that's the
Syracuse.
Other, that's the other black dude. The other black one.
Syracuse. You're talking about the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Syracuse. I forget his name. The train, something.
Yeah, he died.
He was fired too. Yeah. But rest in peace to Jim Brown. You know what I'm saying? Condolences to the family. Like you said, he lived the life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
82, around that range. I wanted to get the number right, but and then Queen, man.
Yesterday, yesterday.
Tina Turner passed away at 83.
Rest in peace, Tina Turner, man. But like I was saying to somebody, you celebrate these names and these people now that are like trailblazers and led the way for these Beyoncés and all these other type of artists or comedians, whatever entertainers you are in love with. These, you gotta pay homage and tribute to these people. It's not, it's sad, you know what I'm saying? Because we have to lose people that way, but it's a part of life. But to say that Jim Brown lived to 82, coming through the time that he came through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We got people living in, I want to say less worse times, but just less in your face obstacles, and are checking out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for these people to survive those and break barriers, you know what I'm saying, and face adversity and make it to the age that they did and still be touring or still be relevant in their fields, I think it's amazing, man. So I don't look at it as a total sad factor because it's a part of life.
Yeah, that's a fact. And still be able to, like, influence people, you know what I'm saying, that want to do what they did or try to surpass what they did. And you might not even surpass what they did because what they did was in such a different time, bro. Like, you had to physically go out.
Replicate that.
Yeah, and support anything that they was doing. You know what I'm saying? So, like you saying, like, just to be able to do all that shit, especially in the time that they grew up in, you know, it wasn't no empower women movement at that time. Mm-hmm. If it was, it was so bland. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it is today. So, and then to be black, you know what I'm saying? Like, that adds on to the layer with people with the racism shit and everything else like that.
Right.
To still be able to succeed the way that she did. And still to this day, people revered her how they did, you know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to her, you know what I mean? Like, the music, especially for these type of artists, the music keeps them going and going forever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you still hear commercials using, I mean, advertising.
You hear that shit. Like, if it's not playing in your crib on the weekend, you hear that shit passing somebody's crib that's cleaning or something, you're going to hear these type of music. Not what we grew up listening to or what we listening to now. It's what was before us. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I was thinking the other day. Like, do we think about, like do you think about what happened, like, before you was born?
You know.
And I don't mean, like, recorded shit. Like, shit that
wasn't documented. You know, I always do.
Yeah, bro, like,
like, you just know what's already being told to you, but, like, there's parts of history that's not spoken on. Like, not, I'm not talking about, like, life changing, but just normal shit.
Yeah, just, you know, regular shit. Like, even, like, when it first started type shit. Like, who, like, you know, like, who decided that he was hungry or that he had to do some type of work to, like, keep himself busy or herself, you know what I'm saying? Like, any of these type of situations, who, like, who did shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking about that shit because I was listening to Neil deGrasse, and he was talking about the Big Bang Theory, and he was like, it's just possible that that's just where time started, you know what I'm saying? And there wasn't nothing before that, you know what I'm saying? It just, It just clicked and bang, you know what I'm saying? So that should be scary to think about, but I'd be like, damn, I wonder how these niggas got these to make these pyramids and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy to me. Cause I don't know if something happens in our time, if there's any buildings that's gonna be standing in 1,000 years. Any monuments of ours that we built, bro, like, that'll be up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. Especially with all this cost efficiency and all this other dumb shit that people put to prioritize in front of different shit like that. But you know what I mean? What's been going on this week and this weekend?
So you said all that before you even go any further. So, like, Big Bang Theory, all that. So you believe in dinosaurs? Like, you think they were real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of questions to that.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna get into too much. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is,
I don't believe in everything. I have my questions. I believe in certain shit though. I believe it was like certain type of, if that's the name people want to give them, dinosaurs, you know what I'm saying? That's the name people could give them, you know what I'm saying? Because you could still see remnants of it still.
They're animals.
Yeah, you could see like a turtle. That's a dinosaur.
An elephant.
Yeah, those are dinosaurs. A giraffe. They say a chicken is real close to a T-Rex type shit. Okay. Like the scales and the skin and the feet is almost like,
I don't know. I'm just saying it's a lot of questions of life that people just abide by because they're born at a certain time.
Yeah.
And that's when it begins to.
I do think that it started over at probably like 3, 4, or 5 times.
On some Matrix shit?
Yeah. Like, you know how they say they was trying to perfect a certain thing to make whoever is the higher power, you know what I'm saying?
So you think this is like your third or fourth lifetime?
Sometimes I think and I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because they say deja vu is you experiencing something that you probably experienced in the past life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit is wild from the beginning because you got to be the first and only sperm cell to reach the egg. I mean, it's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I do think that, like I said, that, like starting out, I think that it started over a couple times because, I don't know, it's just mad evidence of
what's
shit.
What's starting it over? If the Big Bang Theory, this is the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. So let's say like world disasters, right? Like,
a meteor hitting and killing all the dinosaurs.
Like if you do like your research on like the times of like BC, right?
Uh-huh.
Like Egyptian pyramid, that time and all that stuff. Atlantis, right? You think about Atlantis, right? Mm-hmm. They say that it was like a catastrophic event, that it was like the craziest water, the shit came up, the tide came up. It was like the craziest ever in world history. So they say that it's the Sahara Desert. People are saying that that's like, what you call that, geographically, like, you know what I mean? Where Atlantis was set to be, and where you see the water erosion and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? You could see that that might have been that, you know what I'm saying? So I think something happened BC, like in those times. I think it was like that human race was so advanced. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did have this technology that we have, like, just in a different fashion, you know what I'm saying? Because everything looks different at certain periods in time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think that they had the technology or the smarts to build something that could create that technology, you know what I'm saying? And I think that whatever is the higher power, like, excluded that shit, bro. So now you get to a point where you rebuilding so much that you forget, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You forget. Now you rebuilding and then certain life shit happens, you know what I'm saying? And I believe where we at right now is almost to, we almost getting back to where we was at. You know what I mean? Because of everybody that's doing certain shit that they doing, like, I believe the body is experiencing something right now. Everybody right now. You know what I mean? Because you, like, you never heard of that theory of the Flintstones?
No.
All right. So they saying that the Flintstones are, you would think is in the past, right? Mm-hmm. They saying that it's so far ahead in the future that it's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, if they at the part where it's destroyed and they trying to rebuild because the Jetsons and the Flintstones live in the same universe. Mm-hmm. So you see, they got cars. They got credit cards in the Flintstones, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got certain technologies in the Flintstones where you like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like that they got to that point where what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I'm hoping we don't see that. But I think everything resets at some point. You know what I mean? And I be scared of that shit, but I just be like, damn.
That's a crazy theory.
That is crazy, because sometimes I be watching.
Crazier. I've heard, like, extremely worse. That ain't too far-fetched.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Like Demolition Man. That's in the future, but it seems like it's, like, where we at. You know what I mean? That shit is weird, bro. Shit is weird. Then I was watching Fear Factor, and I'm like, yo, this is almost like the Running Man movie. This show. People willing to do what they have to do to get their life together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit is crazy, bro. But shout out to the future. Let's see what happens in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Oh, DJ Envy and Rick Ross going at it?
Is this over the car show?
That's what it started over.
That's, you know, black people can't do two things and not have, like, issues with each other. I don't understand. Like, you can't, if you be like, yo, I'm gonna sell sneakers.
Bring the mic closer,
like,
to you.
You be like, yo, I'm gonna sell sneakers. I'll be like, get shit moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, shit, yo, I'm gonna sell some sneakers now. You know, but here this nigga go trying to copy me. And, bro, the shit, you sell low tops, I sell high tops with no laces. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, yeah. Shit. Like, why we gotta do that to each other?
I'm trying to think of who exactly started it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, like, I think Rick Ross started it on some disrespectful type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm tired. I don't think I saved any of the back and forths, but
they making lives.
You think what?
They making live videos on Instagram.
Yeah, they doing all that back.
I be
and
thinking
forth
it's shit. Like a fake promo too.
That's kind of what I was thinking for this one. I thought it was, yo, let's do this back and forth shit and promote both our car shows.
Yeah.
But sometimes,
you know, sometimes.
Sometimes there's one side that has an ego, and then the other side has an ego too, though. You know what I'm saying? So you know how DJ Envy is. When you attack, like, you could attack him, you can make jokes of him, and he'll go back and forth with you all day. But then Rick Ross was like, he was like, look, beige boy. He said, I know you still at the Charlamagne Breakfast Club show. He said, this is my second pool. Before you get off work, because you got to clock in and out to work. He was like, this is my second pool. I want you and all 12 of your kids, as soon as you invite Envy kids or wife, it's over for you. That's what really, like, that's where they at right now. You know what I'm saying? So Envy was like, he be letting niggas Airbnb his crib to shoot movies and shit in. And Charlamagne's like, bro, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. He like, nah. He like, Eddie Murphy slept in his bed. And then he came out with the off. Yeah, I don't know, bro. You know how Envy get, bro. Then he came out with the officer. Hey, Rick Ross. So now they just going back and forth. But Envy is doing a car show. Envy been doing a car show. You know that, right?
Wait a minute. Why would he say that about Eddie Murphy? Like,
he said, because they did Coming to America too, there.
Oh, so it's a joke.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's saying that he Airbnbs his personal home for people to shoot movies.
Eddie Murphy slept in his bed.
Yeah, he said Eddie Murphy slept in his bed. Martin slept in his bed. Because he was talking about other movies that people did in his shit. So, and then he came out with the security, with the CEO uniform on and shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Rick Ross is, you know, Rick Ross is doing what he do. He going at him. He's showing him his cars. He's talking shit. He calling him beige boy. He's telling him that he has bosses. He's telling him that he's a 9-to-5 worker. I don't know what to think about it, bro. Like, I ain't want to talk on it, but it's just funny, though. Because they are going back and forth, and they know each other type shit. And then Rick Ross is like, I see you in a picture with 50 with Curtis. I was like, now you don't want 50 on your ass again, right? What we doing, bro? Don't put 50 in it. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to 50 for this last lap world tour. I wish I could catch a show. He said this the last one.
Was this the 20-year anniversary for his for Get Rich?
I guess so.
2003.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. But he doing the world tour shit. Amazing.
So before the We'll recap the season finale. Let's recap this season of Ghost so far.
Wait, tomorrow's the season finale?
Yeah, I think it's the 10th episode. That's the season finale. You up today? What'd you think about this season? I mean, we have been talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's dope.
This season is fire.
This season is fire. Few things I didn't like, but it's a few things I don't like in shows that
and
I love.
A lot of shit, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad they got sacks about it. Yeah.
I was a little sad, bro. I think it's just the sentiment of the character being.
He shouldn't be here, man.
There so long, yeah. That you when you saw him go the way he went, I said, damn.
Yeah, you should host a bingo. So I thought that was cool. I think shit getting hype on Monet. And it's kind of trash to talk about it because these last two episodes had leaked like 3 weeks ago and shit.
You watched them?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
Nah. I watched that.
I ain't watched them when they leaked neither.
So I'm going to watch the finale for the first time tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. I ain't seen no video. I don't even be.
What did you thought of the last episode? The last episode was kind of crazy.
I'm going to watch it again tonight.
Tyreek Tommy came.
Like I said, I was running back and forth.
Yeah.
That's the day.
Tommy came at the end of the episode about to kill Tasha. Tyreek came
out.
Yeah,
okay.
He got knocked out in the head.
Yeah.
Who do you think knocked him out? I think Tasha knocked him out, right?
I think Tasha might have knocked him out.
Because she know Tommy not going to kill her. She like, nigga, chill. He not going to kill me. He just talking crazy.
He just talking out of his mind. He not going to shoot.
You think they going to cross them? Forrest and Ghost? You think they going to let Tyreek go to Chicago? I would like to see him with his nephew.
I think that I got to see how it would work. But I would like that. And get more tutelage under Uncle Tommy.
Get back to grassroots, man.
Yeah, and bring Tommy back to life and give him direction with the power story because that Force shit was ass. I'm sorry. And people that liked it, and I guess it's cool, but it had nothing to do with what was happening. I like Power Book Go. I like this Ghost shit because it literally.
Continued
from where
the original story.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Force for the characters. Like I like certain characters.
I don't give a fuck about none of them.
Yeah. Storyline is kind of everywhere type shit.
Yeah, I don't care about them. I can't like the characters if the building to them is trash.
Okay, so let me reword that. I think I like the actors that they got in the show. Yeah, they got a lot of good actors. You know what I'm saying?
I said what I said. I'm
like, because I'm watching it, you know what I'm saying? I see some growth in Diamond, you know what I'm saying? I like Gerard. That's my nigga right there. You know he was in Horrible? Gonna have to point it out to you. Yeah. What other shows been rocking? We talked about Snowfall.
You gotta check out. We've been rocking like what for years or some shit.
Nah, like what's been happening recently? In TV then?
I'm fucking with Citadel. You gotta check that out.
Citadel?
Yeah, Citadel. That shit is dope. Some espionage shit. They got the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
It's his shit. He up in there. That shit dope. They basically like agents basically lost their memory and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And shit is happening. Shit is crazy. That's all I'm, you know, I ain't gonna get too descriptive for you and fuck it up. Mm-hmm. That's been cool. I watch Yellow Jackets because I just like weird shit. So that's cool. What else? It ain't really too much TV going on right now.
It's about to be a writer's strike.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get to.
I wanted to get to that too.
I was telling.
That's why I think we blanking on TV shows because it should be more TV shows out. And I think the ones that've been in their season, like this season so far, they dropping as much content as they can.
They get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Titans on HBO is finished. That shit not coming back.
And you see how it went like on a crazy long week break, right?
For 4 months.
Right? I wasn't tripping, bro.
No, you wasn't tripping. That shit was gone since December. When I went to Vegas, I was on a plane watching the last episode. I downloaded it for the plane.
I'm like, bro. And I was kind of into it.
Yeah.
And then when they stopped, I was like,
the Brother Blood shit.
Yeah.
I was watching it. And the gay Robin.
It's writer's strike shit.
And then it just stopped. I'm like, I kept refreshing. I'm like, what the fuck?
You see, you watching, you still watching, All American?
Hell no.
They doing the same thing there. Like, they dropping their shit, bro. Like, last few episodes since it happened. It's been their best episodes, bro.
Can't even say it.
Yeah, since Billy Baker passed, bro, it's been their best episodes. Word. Since, like, the first, second season.
Yeah, the writers of Hollywood are tired of this shit. And,
can we get to it?
Yeah.
I think, is it just TV or movies, too?
They're writing.
Everything, right?
Yes.
I think this is...
Writers of TV is not going to say, yo, we're not going to strike it. You know what I'm saying?
I think this is a Marvel effect.
Why?
Because these are the only type of movies that are being made right now. As in superhero type movies.
I don't think so, bro.
I mean, it's changing a little, bro. But the last you know 15,
what,
bro.
But you know what? But you thinking more of... theater movies, right?
Yeah,
I guess so, but the animated movies are still doing better than
it's but still they in the vein of that.
Not just that, but these streaming sites like Amazon Prime and Hulu and HBO Max that's dropping original content and shit like Netflix turning it up. You know what I'm saying? You able to eat over there too, if they let you eat.
Yeah. I mean, the TV land is popping more.
And the movie's going straight to the...
Yeah, because I think there's some writers that's trying to get their shit, like you're saying, to a theater level, and people just ignoring just the regular stories. Money. Yeah, bro.
They don't give a fuck about none of that nonsense.
I mean...
their problem is they not getting paid, bro. They don't care about, yo, get my shit. Nah, nigga. I want to be paid appropriately. Like, everybody. People that's on, writers on Marvel is not getting paid. It's not like the writers in Marvel is like, yo, we not striking.
Yeah.
We striking too, because y'all eating off us, and we not. We ain't eating.
We ain't eating, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, niggas on that Motor shit. Niggas want their bread, bro.
I'm not mad at that, bro. I want my bread. For all the work that I be putting in, I want my bread, too.
I said, yo, you have these actors on these big TV shows and movies talking about they were underpaid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine the writers that's not even being seen. Y'all looking at the actors like they making this, right?
I just ran across this TikTok video with this Puerto Rican lady. She writes movies and shit like that, and she's begging like whoever's like a Latino superstar to like find them. Like you saying, find us. Like we out here creating.
You know,
and
why?
We don't got because nobody to support us.
Now they have the opportunities to create their own fucking movies. You just need the equipment. Yeah. Like, yo, you go. You can,
just need
you
an iPhone.
You can make some fire shit and put it on Tubi.
Yeah, you just need an iPhone, honestly.
You can make some fire shit and put it in private movie theaters, not the Lowe's and all.
Oh, no, you could. Yeah, you could find, like, Cabo Hill Theater.
Yeah, I just went to Cabo Hill. See, Guardians. Guardians was fire, too.
How Cabo Hill Theater look now?
Look the same as it did before.
Sure, Williamsburg Theater is fire too. Williamsburg Theater is another one.
That's my shit. You know that's the gang.
Not Driggs.
What Williamsburg?
Found another one, nigga. I'm gonna show you.
I think I know what you're talking about, though.
They play mostly old school movies though.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
They'll throw in a new movie here and
one
there.
Every one. I know what you're talking about.
I fuck with that theater. But I'm not mad at them for going on the on the strike. I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? I just need my show.
What the fuck I'm gonna watch?
Yeah.
I'm about to be watching mad old movies and shit like that. But yeah, I thought that was crazy.
You watched White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah, I sure did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What you think about
it? That. I thought it was fire.
Okay.
I thought it was fire. I liked it a lot. I enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. And, I would just like to say this. I'm an 80s baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love the original White Man Can't Jump, but people from my generation gotta relax.
As in what?
Calling that shit a classic.
White Man Can't Jump?
The original White Man Can't Jump is not a classic
what?
Movie. No. What's classic about it?
It's nostalgic?
It's nostalgic, yes. I think people get that word mixed up with classic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good 90s movie. It's a classic. No.
I think it's a classic, but I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, bro. I know what you're saying, bro.
I think
it's a classic.
You know
though.
Why? Because if we talk about classics from that time and then you just look at White Man Can't Jump, you're going to be like, that shit don't
blow. It's not above the rim. No.
Hell no. Thank you. See what I'm saying?
It's not Juice.
And you know how I feel about that.
I feel you.
Yeah. It's kind of mid. It's very. It's
That's
early.
How I feel about New Jersey Drive.
Yes.
I don't think it's a classic.
It's not a classic.
I think it's a nostalgic, like a nice hood
urban.
Movie. A nice hood
Stop
movie.
Hood.
Throw that on real quick.
See, that's the problem. That's what niggas don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that their favorite movie is a hood flick. It's a great urban movie
because
it came out in theaters and it rocked. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's not a classic, baby.
It's mad nostalgic. It is nostalgic to us. Mad nostalgia. Like we run across White Man Can't Jump, the original, like on TV. We gonna sit there and watch
it.
It's not the first Angels in the Outfield. That's a classic.
Children's classic. Yes, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not Honey I Shrunk the Kids, the first one.
So
I'm talking
we having a long conversation about this. We about to end this conversation. So
as far as
you don't see
one,
that as a problem then?
What?
That so you don't think they picking out classics to remake? You think they picking out nostalgic movies?
A classic with that. I think that was nostalgic. I don't think House Party is a classic movie. I think it's nostalgic. Like I hear people saying, yo, they're ruining the classics. Nah, I don't see that. I see, yo, what you doing? Look at this guy.
How High, not a classic, so you know, you wasn't mad at that.
No, I was mad at that shit.
I was mad at that too.
I was mad because
they called it part two.
Yeah. No. They didn't call this House Party part six or whatever number it would have been. It was just House Party. White Man Can't Jump Part 2. That wasn't the name, okay. Right? It was called White Man
Can't Jump. It was just called White Man Can't Jump. It's a remake. You know what I'm saying? They about to do The Color Purple.
Where I draw the fucking line. Don't touch that movie. And I never watched it.
They did. But you never watched Color Purple?
No, hell no.
I never watched The Color Purple either.
People depicted like that. I keep telling you that shit. I don't like it.
I don't think I watched that movie neither.
Not watching it. I seen scenes though. I know that my son Danny Glover is a wild boy.
You told Harpo to beat me. You know, that's that movie, right?
Yeah. Well, I just thought people need to relax a little bit with the classic word. White Man Can't Jump is very nostalgic. You could clip this and do whatever you want. Y'all can comment. I don't care. I didn't think that Jack Harlow did a bad job. Like, I wasn't watching it and seeing Jack Harlow. You know what I'm saying?
Yo. What you doing in this situation, Cole?
I'm just stop my whole shit. This nigga.
My fault, bro. What you doing in this situation right here, bro? Look at this crazy nigga right here, bro. Nigga chasing you in the crib like that, Cole. With nigga got the axe pick, nigga. Some ran to his room like, yo, bro, chill. That shit look like some shit straight out The Shining, bro. He can't swing that shit though. He don't even know. Oh, alright. He like, I found it. Shit is wicked out in these mean streets in California right now, bro.
I'd have shot him.
You gotta have the blick in the crib, bro. No lie.
But as I was saying, I didn't see Jack Harlow, the rapper, in the movie. I thought he did a good job. He was very comedic. And I don't know. People was looking for him to be like Woody Harrelson, or comparing to Woody Harrelson.
He can't do that.
I don't know. A few scenes I could have did without, where they tried to recreate, you know, the shit with the flamethrower. I ain't like that. I was like, all right, that's too much. Yeah. Like, niggas just got flamethrowers. You know? So, yeah, but other than that, I thought the storyline was cool. And my son 50 Cent's son from Power did a great job. So
50 Cent's son from Power?
Yeah, that ain't him. That ain't Sean.
That is Sean. That's who I was like. I'm like, yo, who's this black dude too? I know I've seen him before. I was going into it like Jack Harlow's not an actor, so I don't want
to
see.
I don't go into it like that, because you step into that. Once you step into that and you get casted, you're a fucking actor. And you better do a good job.
Fetty Wap got 6 years from that shit that we was talking about, him slinging drugs.
Keep one eye open, champ.
Damn. Sports.
Yeah, buddy.
We should be to the NBA Finals. Soon?
Not yet, but when this drop, we might not. It depends. We got one team in the finals right now. My pick, out west,
the Denver Nuggets. Swept my boy Bron Bron.
Yeah, man.
Nasty work.
Nasty. Got him contemplating retirement, which I will talk to you about in a little bit. But we got the Nuggets hosting the NBA Finals this year for the first time in their franchise history. I think they're the last team from the ABA, which was a different league than the NBA. I don't know why a few people think that the NBA and ABA were partners.
It hasn't touched the finals yet?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Where you at?
This nigga is doing everything today. So, yeah, I think they're the last ABA team to make the finals. And they're waiting for their opponent. Because the Celtics just happened to beat the Heat the other day. And so we got game 5 tonight.
Tonight. What you think about Boston? The game tonight?
I don't know. They was over there, the Celtics was over there chirping, they better not let them get one, they better not let them get one. And I was like, fuck, are they talking about? You're down 3-0. And they got the one, and now it's the best of three. No, it's a three-game mm-hmm. series, not a best of three. You could look at it like a best of three.
For Boston's point of view.
It's, no, it ain't no best of three for them. They have to win all three. So it's a three-game series, and two of those three is at home. So I
Jason
guess
Tatum said, I hate to sound cliche, but one game at a time.
I mean, if they win tonight, then they have to go on the road. That's what makes it difficult. They have to go back on the road and win a second one, and then come home for game seven. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, because I fucking hate the Celtics more than I hate the Heat.
So my question is irrelevant. So, I was gonna say, what percentage would you give Boston to complete this comeback?
Oh, complete the comeback?
Which would be the first time in NBA, right?
First time in NBA history. Won't be the first time in Boston sports history, because they did it to my fucking Yankees. But if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd give it about 10 to 15%.
That's a lot.
It is.
I kind of agree with it, though, because of the way that they situated. Like, if LA would have won another game, mm-hmm. it's not situated the same, because y'all got to go back there twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to come back to Boston twice type shit. So kinda. It's like, yeah, so, yeah, so it's like the pressure is on, but still.
The pressure's on the Heat, because.
There you go.
If they don't win tonight, they have to win game six.
Mm-hmm.
See what I said? You cannot go to game seven up if you was up 3-0.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go to game seven on the road in Boston. It doesn't matter that you won the first two there. It's zero. It's zero now.
If it's 3-3?
Yeah, going back to Boston.
You don't want
that, bro. You want to finish this game tonight. So I got the Heat winning. I got Jimmy Butler having the best game of the series in Boston.
They're going to give him a 60-piece tonight.
I see him having 45 to 50 points, bro. Four threes, 10 rebounds.
Man, free throws.
A lot of free throws. I see him attacking tonight.
He get like 18 points on free throws.
Yeah, I see that. That's the type of night. We need Jimmy, a playoff Jimmy. They need a playoff Jimmy game tonight.
So I'm laughing.
He's always laughing, though. He'd be laughing when they get eliminated. Jimmy Butler be laughing. So that's not new. But I just think he takes control tonight. Not to say that the Celtics don't. I've been paying attention to all the teams. Oh yeah, because as y'all know, I bet your Celtics aren't that good at home for some reason.
Mm.
They don't play that well. The Magic was going up in there, beating their ass. Yeah, if that. They don't play that good at home. Joe Mazzulla is not a ready coach. I don't want to say he's a bad coach.
I don't think he's ready yet.
He's younger than both of us sitting here. Jimmy Butler eliminated his team in college.
What?
He played, yeah.
Where he played in college?
West Virginia. And Marquette eliminated his team. Thinking like this.
It looked familiar to me.
That's Joe Mazzulla from West Virginia, Nachi.
That nigga did look familiar to me. His facial structure. I'm like, I know.
He's 34 years old, bro. Of course you watched him in college. He played for Bob Higgins at West Virginia, bro.
That's
remember
crazy.
Remember the nigga? He had like the raccoon.
Yeah. He was their guard, right?
Yeah, him, bro.
Yeah, I remember.
And Jimmy Butler packed him up in a tournament. Mm. I feel like he like, oh, you a coach now? Already? I'll pack you up too.
Crazy.
It's a coach. So I just see the Celtics going home tonight.
Mm.
And it being the Heat and the Nuggets in the finals.
And we'll get to that if.
To step it back to LeBron, I think he showed his age. His age hit him this series, and he didn't play bad. I'm not saying he played bad.
Mm-hmm.
The threes was cringeworthy again. Even the mistake shit.
Dunks.
Now that
slipped
that,
out his hand and
that,
when I was like, bro, what we doing?
Bro, I ain't going on with
that. Then he tried to come down again. I slipped again. I said, oh, this nigga here.
I said, I seen that, bro. I said, oh, nah, what's going on?
What's up, Bon Bon?
I feel like Father Time kind of hit him a little bit.
If he was like at a nine and a half, he like at an 8.5 now.
I don't even think it's moving forward. I think it was just this series, like it hit a wall, and then he's still asking for so much from him.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it.
And like, not to put that out there, but it is there. Like, he had like a little foot thing. You know what I'm saying?
He has had it.
Yeah, for like the whole half of the year.
Doesn't make no excuse, because he shouldn't have been shooting them threes the way he was. If you see how he was going in that last game, that's what he should have been doing all fucking. Let him run.
Along came Polly.
It was nasty. But he hinted at retirement or not being there in LA for the 23-24 season. Mm. So what do you think? What do you think he's, because everybody's like, oh, he's not leaving, Bronny's in USC and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he was taking planes to go see him play. I don't think Bronny being in college and all Bronny games, it won't be in USC and Southern Cal. It's gonna keep him in LA losing like this.
I don't see him retiring.
You see him still in LA?
For this year?
Next year coming up?
Yeah.
Why? Kyrie?
I don't know. I don't know nothing that's going to happen with the team.
They can't make too many moves because they made the moves for this push.
What you going to trade for? You going to trade LeBron?
Doesn't LeBron have a player option?
Next year.
I thought it was this year.
We're going to have to double check that.
I think it's this year. This is fourth year.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, so where he going then? If you trade him, where you going?
I don't know. I gotta check to see if he has that player option. But
I keep hearing Golden State.
You think you see him on Golden State?
That's what I'm hearing.
I've heard the Knicks. I've heard a Spliffy.
Jordan Poole, Kuminga.
I will apologize for Fab. You heard. I was wrong. I was angry. Y'all niggas said niggas. That was mad.
Y'all see who just walked in the building. I hear it. Kuminga, Poole, and
I've heard Golden State. I've heard the Knicks, but I've heard more back east than out west.
Cleveland.
Back home. Of course, you know Cleveland's always going to be put up there because of home.
Yeah. I was watching a team and I was thinking Bron could fit perfect there. A East team?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot more East coming back East because you can see it.
Listen, I'm not
prime. Listen,
you know LeBron. Hold on, before you say it. You know LeBron is a historic player.
Yeah,
I'm not mad. If he bring a chip to the Garden,
I think from what I was seeing, that's where a lot of the.
But y'all do need to give him at least. Well, y'all got. Let me see. Hold on. If you bring Bron, right, you trying to keep Mitchell?
Wrong.
No. But you don't want to put the onus of rebounding on Bron. Still,
that's not what's happening though. I just don't want to talk about it too much.
Who y'all trying to keep? Barrett, Brunson,
Randall, and Mitch is gone.
Why Mitch is gone?
Cause he want money.
Y'all ain't just signing him?
Nah, he want an extension, bro. He just showed himself to be a liability in the playoffs.
You need those 20 rebounds, bro.
If you can't get the free throw game right, then you gotta go, bro. You don't need those 20 rebounds if you bring it in.
So who else would be y'all big man if y'all get rid of him?
Who?
Who's y'all big man if y'all get rid of Mitch?
They're trying to bring a cat, bro.
Okay. Cause you getting rid of Julius too, right?
Yeah.
So you wanna keep Barrett, Bronson,
mm-hmm,
Quickly.
Maybe.
Toppin.
I wanna, you asking me.
You wanna keep, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
You wanna keep Toppin?
Yeah.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You need at least 5 players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Braun is there.
You got Grimes.
You got Grimes off the bench.
You got Hartenstein.
Hartenstein.
You still got young boy Jericho.
What son that almost broke his leg and stood on the
floor? Grimes.
Grimes.
You got Duke.
Can you
son,
get
bitch.
Kevin Looney from Golden State? Can y'all get Kevin Looney from Golden State?
We could do a lot.
You could
bro.
Try.
We could. Because
if I'm Braun, you know me, I'm arguing for Braun. I need something. I need another scorer too.
We could do a lot.
I
we
like
just gave you Cat with Jalen Brunson. How many fucking scores are y'all LeBron fans? RJ was just averaging 20 in the playoffs. How many more?
Yeah. I see his progression.
Cat averages 24, 25.
I mean,
Jalen Brunson was just giving 40, 35. How many more points you
got,
you need?
And then you got,
that's over 100.
And then you got Quickly and Grimes off the bench and top.
Need you to come here and do.
Yeah, you still gotta work.
Yeah, that's so I'm
it.
Not
you're trying to make it easy.
Listen, it's going to be you have
easier.
To for Braun at 39 years old.
This is why I was saying it to somebody. If y'all LeBron fans are so like him and you can see the game like him, right? Or just the landscape. If he's looking at the playoffs right now and this shit just happened, he's like, damn.
Please.
But who?
We would have beat.
I just watched this little nigga.
You would have beat Miami with Braun.
2 years in a row. Take over.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson.
I just watched him do it 2 years in a row.
In the West and then the East.
In the West and the East. I could get. You know what I'm saying?
If I could get him to a finals.
This is what I needed AD to do.
Yeah, that's so
fine. Take the brunt of it. Yeah, take the brunt of it.
Go. He go in there screaming that shit at JB Wyvern. He might average 40 in the wheel. That's where you get to see Braun. That's where you get to see Braun coast the years I was telling you.
And coach.
16-8-8.
I think he'll show RJ Barrett how to get in that paint.
See what I'm saying? If he's looking at the landscape of the NBA right now.
Let me not get this nigga hype with his
who?
Looks.
Yo, RJ and
not
the
me, because we good either way. You know that.
I think y'all gonna make a couple moves this offseason anyway.
Yeah.
We about to get
so
a body
I think
here,
that's
though.
Where I think he's looking.
Damn, I'm that late? Yo, I love y'all niggas. You heard spliffing balls, best shit on the tube. I'm sorry. The traffic did me dirty. I'm sorry. My bad.
I think he's looking east, and he's just looking at the landscape of the West. He don't give a fuck what people think.
Yo, RP Tina Turner.
You see the Kings?
He trying to get another chip.
Fucking OKC? What the fuck them little niggas over there doing, huh?
And if you could bring New Yorker chips since 70-something.
And if Minnesota accepts that straight up, Cat for Julius.
I need something else though.
Who, you need something.
Not like
him.
A not like a player like.
Who are you talking
Minnesota.
About? Minnesota, you fucking crazy. No, you don't. You need to free up what you can't got. What isn't working?
Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards out of there after his rookie.
I'm
contract.
Buying them sneakers.
You don't know
get
that.
Get those Adidas. You heard
you
they
don't
nice.
Know that. He might take the check.
Yeah, he got his own Adidas.
He's 24.
Yeah.
So if he take the contract with fucking Minnesota 4 years, how years, he's gonna be getting out of
it. Still got another contract.
No, come on,
bro.
You gonna rock out.
T-Wolves, baby.
And make himself a superstar. Yeah,
exactly.
Nigga said like Cap said, all
my
men's my
next contract when I'm 28, 29, through the roof.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad.
I like that team better with Randall and.
I need to see Braun win anyways. And if I could buy a $100 ticket to watch him play in my city, I'll go and do that.
And we know this.
I'm not buying
this
the next
year. You know this is what he wanted to do, right? You know this is what he wanted to do.
He wanted to play,
but it wasn't set up.
And the front office wasn't set up like it is now.
I just said it wasn't.
That's
set
what's
up.
Most important to him.
Now it's set up. His
if you can bust a move for me, when I need you to bust a move for me.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So we about to get up out of here, Spliff. You got anything you want to give the people?
Yo, man. Dizzy Spades, Captain Live, right. Fight Night. It's active. right now, hit my line or hit clip line. You heard, we got it for the $10. Holla at your boy. You heard?
Please, nah, that ass, hit him up. Please support that shit, man. Niggas put in work behind the scenes, man. If we decide to put something up at a certain price, it ain't to knock y'all on your heads.
You're trying to make more things happen.
Yeah, it's to show you that we working. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all fuck with Spliff and y'all fuck with Clip, damn, I know niggas fuck with Dizzy and Cap. Y'all might as well just go watch the battle. You know what I'm saying? So we could get some real recaps about it.
And if they don't spend the bread, it drop in 2 weeks. Share it to all your friends when it's free. That's all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Drop the bread.
You feel me? On Spliff and Balls, though. Shout the clip. You heard?
Let's get at least 20 niggas to cop the.
We got like 17 right now. You heard? Y'all niggas ain't supporting.
That's a fact.
Niggas said 50,000 people. You heard? We need everybody. You heard? Nah, but yo, real shit though. The best show ever. Appreciate on, bro. My brothers. Y'all gotta know what's going on. You feel me? When you see niggas working real hard to do something, and we don't got, like, there's no celebrities here. It's not like, niggas is celebrities. Let me say that back. But the niggas that y'all be watching spending $1 trillion, they not coming here yet. So when they come here, just know we earned it. You heard? I'm just saying. I had to bring that line back.
That's a fact. We earned it. Good. So for Don Cole, yo, for Spliff, for Chun Chun, it's D-Rick and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. We be right high, back baby. At y'all real soon. Like I said, go to the YouTube channel and watch the Face Off the movie. We got the first 6 performers up there, and the main event is coming soon.
R.I.P. Tina Turner, R.I.P. Flow Leeds. You heard?
Always Flow.
Gang.